I see elms. Let's take a walk on the moon. Come on, come on, come on.
Earthlings have reached for the stars, we know. Today we remember Lucia Pamela, who built her own rocket ship and flew to the Milky Way, stopped off at the moon to record an album, and spoke to all the lunar roosters and chickadees she met in their own lunatic language.
Every time I take a trip, I'm sure to meet my friends. From the sky they fly high, this is hello from them. Moo, 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 moo. As I was walking on the moon, I met a little cow, and this is what she said to me. Da 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 da. Moo 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 moo.
The life of performer and entertainer Lucia Pamela, who died late last month at the age of 98, was one of sheer whimsy and lunar fun with the imagination. Her children's album, Into Outer Space with Lucia Pamela, was recorded in 1969, the year of the moonwalk, but committed to the moondust bin of oddball bad songs until producer Erwin Chusid came along. Mr. Chusid, this album could send just about anyone into orbit, I think. Tell us more about it, please.
Well, the album itself is the only recordings we have of Lucia Pamela, and she alleges that she played all the instruments on it. It sounds kind of like a peyote-soaked klezmer band recorded with Joe Meek passed out at the console, wavering on the turntable between 31 and 35 RPM.
You took the words right out of my mouth. I mean, I didn't want to come crashing down to earth, but it's pretty bad. Still, what really soars is this was one incredibly exuberant woman. A bit more about her life. I mean, first of all, she claims to have been one of the first founders of an all-female band, yeah?
Lucia Pamela and the Musical Pirates.
And she played all the instruments in that band? How many were there?
Well, you know, I've never quite figured this out. If she had an all-girl band, how she could have played all the instruments, unless she had managed to clone herself 15 times. But she, you know, Lucia, when she was talking about her life, and I met her several times and interviewed her several times, the stories would sometimes change a little bit. The facts would occasionally be altered. And sometimes her claims are rather fantastic. But you know what?
really?
I never did any fact-checking. I never intend to do any fact-checking. I don't care. If she said it, it's good enough for me.
She had some kind of imagination. I read here that she also created a coloring book that tells a story of this moon trip. This is some years later, in which she met cows, Indians, and anthropomorphic cashews.
She said they were nuts, anthropomorphic nuts.
Well, I didn't want to be discriminatory.
Filberts, pecans, walnuts, and that the language they spoke almond.
I'm taking notes. Well, certainly, Erwin Chusid, I think we can say Lucia Pamela was one of the great free spirits of all time.
Unquestionably.
Erwin Chusid, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Jackie.
Erwin Chusid is the author of Songs in the Key of Z, The Curious Universe of Outsider Music.
As I was walking on the moon, I met a little rooster, and this is what he said to me. Cock-a-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle-doodle. And now it's time for us to say goodbye, as the king of them all says,
an excerpt from Into Outer Space with Lucia Pamela. The singer-songwriter died last month at age 98.